Today's shir in Masechta Gittin, Daf Gimel. We will begin by Ezra Hashem Yisbarach on Daf Gimel Amud Aleph in the Tapet Amud. Hai Kulahim. We have begun, Baruch Hashem, on Masechta learning that a shliach who brings a get has to say Befanei Nachtam, Befanei Nachtam. The Gemara had asked, why is it sufficient that the shliach himself should just say Befanei Nachtam, Befanei Nachtam? Bringing a get certainly represents a davar she'erva, something that has to do with the marriage of a husband and a wife. And we know, asked the Gemara, that we call davar she'erva, that whenever there's a halacha regarding erva, the halacha is ein davar she'erva pox mishnayim. The halachas always have to have two edim. And in fact, I saw the pasuk says that Yosef HaTzadik said to his father, when Yosef brought Menashe and Ephraim to his father Yaakov, he said, "V'yomer Yosef Aviv, Barayhem Ashnosan Lakim Bezeh." And Rashi says, "Bezeh Heraloi Shtar Rusev Shtar Ksuba." He wanted to show his father that he was properly married, so he showed him a Shtar Erisin and a Shtar Ksuba between him and his wife. But the question is, how could Yosef possibly gotten halachically married in Mitzrayim? The Mitzrayim, there were no kosher edim, and we just said, ein dover erva pox mishnayim. So the Beis Shmuel and Evan Ezra Simon Lamed Beis Siftes mentions this, and he says, we're going to learn a sugyan al Gemara, that if a husband wrote out the get himself, there are opinions that that is a kosher get. If the husband wrote the Ksav Yodah himself the get is a kosher get. So suggests the Beis Shmuel that the same thing is by Shtar Kedushin. That if the husband writes the Shtar Kedushin to the wife, that is adequate, that you don't need to have two Edom, but it should be a kosher Shtar Kedushin. But as far as our Gemara is concerned, the halacha is that Dovah Shem Erev should need two Edom, and therefore ask the Gemara, How could it just be the shliach himself saying b'fanei nechtam, b'fanei nechtam? And the Gemara discussed, is this a case that we could apply eidechon nem b'surim? And the Gemara said, we cannot apply here the rule of eidechon nem b'surim, because the Gemara said, we only say eidechon nem b'surim when it's lo yischazek asura, when the isur has not been firmly established. But here, it's been firmly established that she's an Eishes Ish. So we're back to our question, how could one shliach just say b'fanei nechtam, b'fanei nechtam be adequate? So the Gemara said, and that's how we ended the last shir, because of the rule, b'shemiguna kilaba rabbanan. Rabbanan, Chazal were lenient, and they said that since we want to be able to let this woman get remarried, if she truly is divorced, so we were lenient in one aid being the shliach himself saying b'fanei nechtam, b'fanei nechtav is adequate. But ask the Gemara, hai kulahu, is saying that one aid is sufficient a kula chumrahu? It's actually a chumra, because explains the Gemara. The matzuch le'trei, if you're going to require two aidim to say b'fanei nechtam, b'fanei nechtam, lo yaseh ba'al umar apostle, then the husband cannot say, once two edim certified and verified the shtar, the get, there's no way that the husband could make any claims to get it, against it. Chad, but if there's only one person saying that the get is a good get, ask the Gemara, osabal uma'ara apostle, the husband will be able to discredit this get. And the Pashup Shad, as Rashi says, because we have here the shliach, one person saying that the get is a valid get, and the other person is the husband is saying it's not a good get, so it remains one against one, and she should go back to a status quo of being an Eishes Ish. And as the Pnei Yeshua explains Rashi's opinion, even though, especially when we learned Masechta Ksubis, Masechta Saita, we learned that there are situations where the halacha gives validity to one aid. But the Gemara says, this doesn't seem to be such a situation. And the reason the Gemara suggests that this doesn't seem to be able to be such a situation, because the husband is much more familiar with what he did than the shliach. And therefore, the Gemara's question is, why can we trust the shliach alone by him saying, b'fanei nechtam, when the husband is claiming that the get is not a good get? Taisus says a different pshat. The Taisus says the question is not that indeed the husband, the shliach, maybe has the namonis, has the ability to say b'fanei nechtam. But Taisus says what's going to happen is, in reality, the husband is making a claim. And since in reality the husband is making a claim, people are going to start being concerned about his claim, and that will prevent the woman from being able to get remarried. So the Gemara's question is, how do we think, why are we considering this a kula? The Yerushalmi gives a different pshat. He says that the Gemara's question is, we've learned, and we're going to continue learning, that once Chazal established that one must say b'fanei nechtam, b'fanei nechtam, if the shliach does not say b'fanei nechtam, the get is invalid. It says to Yerushalmi, the Gemara's question is, why would Chazal made a rule that can make it easier to disqualify the get? Normally, if a get is brought, the get is brought, and it's a good get. Now, by requiring that they should say b'fanei nechtam, if that isn't said, the get becomes disqualified. Why would we make it easier to disqualify a get? Shouldn't we make it more difficult to disqualify a get? Answers the Gemara. Kivin d'amar, as we're going to learn in Mitzvah Shem, on daf hei amabez, b'fnei kama noisnoloi, in front of how many people does the shliach have to give the get? Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Chanina, we learned as machlokes Rabbi Yochanan Chanina. Chad amar b'fnei shnayim, one says the shliach has to give it before in front of two edim. V'chad amar tzarech b'fnei, chad amar b'fnei shloisha, he has to do it in front of three people. And the Gemara is going to explain that where Rabbi Yochanan, who says that the machlokes is that everybody agrees that b'fanei nechtam has to be said in front of a bezdin of three members. The question is, can the shliach be one of the dayanim? The Rav Chanina that says two says we're going to have three. We'll have the two dayanim with the shliach himself, and the other one says that the one will be the shliach himself plus the two dayanim, and one say no, the shliach cannot be the part of the bezdin. Mikara, therefore, since the shliach has to be careful to give the get in front of two or three people, he's very careful to make sure that everything he's saying is 100% accurate. He doesn't want to be put in a place that people will be able to say that what he said is inaccurate. And therefore, since we can be confident in the truth of what he's saying, we don't have to worry that maybe the husband's going to come along afterwards and say that the get is not a valid get. So the Rashba explains is that the way to explain the Gemara is that the Rashba explains an answer to the Yerushalmi. The Yerushalmi said that the Gemara's question is, even if the husband won't be believed, should we not be concerned that when the husband makes this claim, people will be concerned and suspect that there's something wrong here? Explains the Rashba, that even if the husband will come and make claims, nobody's going to pay attention to the claims because they know that the shliach made the date and the shliach must have made sure that everything is 100% the way it was supposed to be. Ask the Gemara, Ula Rava. But now ask the Gemara, as we discussed in our previous year, that there's a machlokes, why we need to say b'fanei nechtam, b'fanei nechtam. And Rava taught us that the reason is, l'fisha ein edim b'tzuyim l'kaimai. We need to have, because the get is coming from far away, and we're concerned that if somebody's going to make a claim against the get, we don't have the witnesses available to verify the get, And for ask the Gemara, so the point of this b'fani nechtam, is to accomplish a verification. If the point is to accomplish a verification, libay trei, we should have to have two edim, midi dehava, hakim shtaris talma. Just like by all shtaris, the halacha is that when it comes to verify a shtar, you need to have edim. Answers the Gemara, here we could rely on edach and nem bisurim. Ask the Gemara, going back to what we mentioned and what we learned in our previous year, when is the principle of Eidech and Nem Bisurim applied? When we have Kegoyim, Chaticha, Sofik Shechel, Sofik Shel Shuman. We have a question on the kashrus of a piece of meat. We never established that this piece of meat is not kosher. It was never established that this piece of meat is not kosher. And therefore, there's a rule of Eidech and Nem Bisurim. Avul Hocha, in our Gemara, the woman that we're speaking about is chazik isur deishas ish, is an established deishas ish. And if she's an established deishas ish, then how can we apply here the concept of eid echad nemen b'isurim? Answers the Gemara, and therefore ask the Gemara, have a dove shaberva. If she's an established deishas ish, this is a situation of a deva shebe'erva. And the rule is that the ain deva shebe'erva pachs mishnayim. When we're dealing with a deva shebe'erva, we have to have two edim. So how could this shliach himself be trusted? Answers the Gemara. B'dinhu d'bekim shtaris nami lo l'boy. The halach is that really, kim shtaris should not need to have two edim to verify shtar. Because Rish Lakish taught us, Dam Rish Lakish, Eidim Achsum al Ashtar, witnesses who sign an Ashtar, Nasa Kamisha Nechkar Edusam Bebezdin. It's considered as if they already were cross-examined in Bezdin, and once they're cross-examined, the Ashtar is a full-fledged Ashtar. Rabbanon Huda Atzruch. And Rabbanon therefore said, that therefore the Ashtar should be considered a full-fledged Ashtar. And Rabbanon who did tzrich, it was just the Rabbanon who instituted that we should do some sort of a kiyum shtaris for hacham. And here, because of the concern of iguna that this woman should be left with the inability to get remarried, ikilah bar Rabbanon that one aid is enough. And as the Brisker Rav explains, that when aidim chasum l'shtar kamisha nekra b'dusam has to do. Is that the get is considered that it was written by these edim. But as the Brisker Rav, we've been learning and we will continue to be learning, the part of the consideration is also maybe was not written l'shma. How is that concern taken care of by mentioning Rav Shlokish's rule of Eidim Achsum Ashtar Nas Kamishan Nakro Be'edusam Be'ezdim? So he says that the way we're applying Rav Shlokish's concept is Rish Lakish saying that when we see a shtar, we could assume that the shtar is a full-fledged good shtar. And there is no reason to have any concern about anything, that there was anything wrong with the shtar. Including in that point is that we don't have to be concerned that the shtar wasn't written l'shma. And therefore, the shtar is a good shtar. And as the Chasam Sofer says, that why did they institute at all the rule that we should have kiyum shtaris, that we should verify a shtar, explains the Chasam Sofer, because the generations, the people got worse. And people started forging shtaris. But it's still unlikely that somebody, as Rish Lakish says, should forge a shtar. And since it's unlikely that somebody should forge a shtar, therefore we could trust one aid. So the Pnei Yeshua says that what's pshat in Rish Lakish says that eidim achsum l'shtar nas k'mishnekra edusam. He says because it's unlikely, it's uncommon, as we just said from the Chasam Sofer, that people will forge a shtar, and therefore there's no reason to to do so. Another pshat is that, as Rashi says, lechotzef inish lezufei, it's a very similar pshat, that there's no concern that people will do something which means so terrible. The Rashbam, however, has a different pshat. The Rashbam says that when a shtar is presented to us, every shtar that's presented to us, says the Rashbam, Rish Lakish is teaching us, has a cheskas kashrus, and we don't really need to ask any questions. Ask the Gemara, as we learned at the beginning of this year, we're learning that relying on one aid, Mishimiguna Akilu Barabonin, and it represents a kula. Ask the Gemara, hi kulahu, why would we consider this a kula? Chumroi, the matzlokotrei, if we'll require two aidim to verify the shtar, to be mekayim the shtar, then loy osabal maro posle. Then if the husband comes and tries to disqualify the shtar, we will ignore him. But if there's only one shliach saying this, osabal maro posle, the husband will have the ability, it'll be one against one, as we explained at the beginning of the shir, to disqualify the shtar. Answers the Gemara, kimadam amar, as we're going to learn, again, we're going to learn the Gemara of Hey on the base, where there's a discussion in front of how many people must the shliach give the get. Reb Machlokes Reb Yochanan Reb Chanina, v'chadam b'fnei shnayim, one said in front of two people, v'chadam b'fnei shloisha, as we explained earlier in our shir. Therefore, mikara, before the shliach gives the get, meidik dayik, he's very careful to make sure that what he's saying is accurate. And therefore, he doesn't want to put himself into a situation where what he said could be counterclaimed, and therefore he could be confident that what he's saying is accurate. As we said earlier, the Gemara in our previous year brought a machloikus, why we have to say b'fanenechtam. Rabbi said that the reason is that the people from overseas, from the Medina Sayyam, did not know the halacha of Lishma. And therefore, we need the shliach to say, b'fani nechtam, testifying that the get was written in Lishma. So ask the Gemara, v'rava mai tamalai makarabba, why did Rava not agree to that concern? Answers the Gemara, amalach. Rava answers, mik tani, did our Mishnah say that the shliach should say, b'fani nechtam Lishma, b'fani nechtam Lishma? All the Mishnah said was, b'fani nechtam, b'fani nechtam. If he was coming to speak about the Lishma aspect, then he should have mentioned Lishma. And as Tosfos explains, that if Chazal were concerned about Lishma, they should have instituted that Lishma should be a prominent part of the statement that the Shliach makes. The fact that Chazal did not include that in his statement is a proof that that isn't the concern. Answers the Gemara, or says, and how will Rabbah defend himself? Answers the Gemara, Rabbah says, "Bedinu de lisnei hachi." Indeed, that's what it should have been said. But Chazal had a different concern, says Rabbah. El di mafshus le deburei, if Chazal would have required him to say, "Befani nechtem lishma, befani nechtem lishma," asla megziyeh, people are going to, he's not going to say the full statement. So therefore, and the halacha is, as we're going to learn often in our Masechta, the kala mashana, that if somebody doesn't follow the exact rules, yoitzi, the woman, if she got remarried, she has to separate from a new husband, she's still considered an eishes ish, but vlad namzit. And hashta asa lemigzei, Chazal were concerned that not going to make the full statement, so they'd rather just have him say, b'fanei nechtam, b'fanei nechtam. And as I saw, the Rishonim and says the Gemara, if that's the case, that why don't we be concerned if he says, b'fanei nechtam, that he's also not going to say the whole statement, says the Gemara. Chadam etlas goes, says the Gemara, that for one of three words, we need to be concerned that he's going to be missing. Chodim etartim, one of two words, loy goz. And as I saw, the Rishonim explain, the word b'fanei by itself or the word nachta by itself doesn't have any meaning. And since it doesn't have any meaning, we're not concerned that a person is not going to say the whole statement b'fanei nechtav or the whole statement b'fanei nechtam. But if he's going to have to say b'fanei nechtav l'shma, b'fanei nechtam l'shma, b'fanei nechtav is a phrase that has meaning. B'fanei nechtam is a phrase that has meaning. And therefore, we need to be concerned that he's not going to say it properly. And once he's not going to say it properly, we're going to have a very serious situation. The Chassam Sofer says, it seems from here that the halacha is that b'fanei nechtav, we discussed at the end of Masechta Sota, so many different subjects. What the Gemara discussed is a statement that has to be said, does it have to be said strictly in Lashon Kodesh, or could it be said in different languages as well? So he says, the Rama and Evan Ezra Simon Kuf Bey Sif Zayin says that b'fanei nechtav, has to be said in Lashon Kodesh. And he explains that our Gemara is a clear proof to that position. Because our Gemara is saying that if you're going to say b'fanei nechtam, b'fanei nechtam, we're not worried that you're going to miss part of the statement. But if you're going to say b'fanei nechtav l'shma, b'fanei nechtam l'shma, that's when we have a concern. But says the Chassam Sofer, if you're going to say it in a different language, it also may take more words. And therefore, we should have the concern that the person is not going to say it properly. However, the Torah Tamima quotes the Aruch HaShulchan. He says, as we've been explaining, the concern in our Gemara is not how many words, is not the how many words. The concern is that you're not going to say it, that you can make a phrase without the word l'shma that makes sense. So even if you're going to say the b'fanei nechtam, says the Aruch HaShulchan, in a different language, it's still not a concern that you're going to say less than you have to, because otherwise the statement really has no meaning. And once the statement has no meaning, then the halacha is that we don't need to be concerned that people are going to make meaningless statements. The Chazon Ish says that we discussed in our previous shiur that a question we mentioned as a machloikis rishonim, if the Beis Din asks after the, as we discussed in our previous shiur, the shliach says b'fanei nechtam, and we're learning that the reason to say it is that he's coming to say that the get was done with Shema. But as we're learning now again, that does the b'fanei nechtam doesn't really in any way indicate that it was written with Shema. So we discussed in our previous year that they were asking him if it was done with Shema. So the question the Chazon Ish asks, why don't we just say that he says b'fanei nechtam, and Beis Din will answer him, and Beis Din will ask him the same b'fanei nechtam, but they're going to probe, was it done l'shma? Why didn't the Gemara say that? So says the Chazon Ish, that's exactly what Rashi really meant to say, as we said earlier. That there's a rule, kol ha'mishana mimatbeya shetava chacham begitin havlad mamzer. Yes, Beis Din has the right to ask the question. But since he didn't say it the way he's supposed to say it, then the get would be puzzled. And that's why the asking question would not be a way to solve the problem. The Trumas Hadeshin has a different way of explaining. He says that if he doesn't say it the way he's supposed to say it, then he hasn't fulfilled the shlichus. If he hasn't fulfilled the shlichus, he becomes a disqualified shliach. And asking him a question afterwards won't make him into a qualified shliach. Ask the Gemara. On the other hand, Rava, who has been explaining that the reason b'fanei nechtam has to be said is because we want to make sure that the get was written l'shma, but ask the Gemara, for Rava, why is he not concerned for what Rava said? For Rava, my tamal amaka Rava, that we have to be concerned that if somebody wants to make a claim against the get, we'll be able to protect it. Amalach, says the Gemara, Im Kain, says Rava, that all it should be needed to be say, Befanei Nachtam V'Soiloi, that all we need to say is that the get was signed properly. Befanei Nachtav Lemeli. Why does he also have to say Befanei Nachtav? Shema Mina, it must be that it's being said, Bina L'Shma, to prove that it was written L'Shma. How does Rava answer this question? Why indeed does he have to say Befanei Nachtav? Isn't Befanei Nachtam adequate? Answers the Gemara. Bedinu de lisni hachi. Indeed, the halacha should be the Befanei Nachtam said by the shliach should be adequate. Elman came. Also, lachlufei bekim shtaros ba'alma. We'll always think that kim shtaros could be accomplished with eid echad. But once chazak, because here, if all the shliach is going to be focusing on is on the signature, and we're going to say that the signature of saying one aid, one shliach, speaking about the signature is adequate, people are going to think that that's always adequate, that one person should walk in and speak about the signature. But as we're learning throughout our shir, this is a special halacha begitten, nowhere else. How do we show that? By requiring that the shliach say, Befanei Nachtam, Befanei Nachtam. Ulurava. Well, how will Rava? So Rava saying a gewaldige explanation. What does Rava say to that? Mi dami hasam by kim shtaris yadinim. What the Edom have to say is that we know that the signatures on this document are accurate. Hacha, but by a get, the word yadinon is not what's going to make it work. You need to say befanai. So that's why it's so very different. Nobody's going to confuse this kim shtaris with a different kim shtaris. Hasam, another difference. Ishalai mehemna. Normally, of course, a woman is disqualified to say edus, and therefore a woman cannot be the individual who could be mekayim verify shtar. Hachab, a woman could be the shliach to bring the get and say mefanei nechta, mefanei nechta. Hasam, if the person who's a party to the shtar wants to be mekayim the shtar, loy mehemin, because he's partial, he's a baldover. Hacha, whereas by a get, if the woman herself brought her get from overseas, she could go to Bezdin and say Befanei Nachtam, Befanei Nachtam, and her testimony will be accepted. So the Gemara's question is, the Gemara was suggesting, that you have to say Befanei Nachtam, Befanei Nachtam. And the reason you have to say Befanei Nachtam, Befanei Nachtam is because we want to differentiate this kiyum from all other types of kiyum. But says the Gemara, we have so many other ways of differentiating this kiyum from any other kiyum and not be confused. Rav Amalach, Atach, Mi Kamri Yadina Mila Mahemni. The first way we wanted to differentiate is by a get you say Befanei Nachtam, and by regular kiyum, we say, the Edom come in and they say, whoever's doing the kiyum says Yadinan, we know the signature is satisfactory. Says the Gemara, Kivin, the Kamri Yadinan, once they say Yadinan, Mehemni, that is also adequate, says the Gemara, that even by get, saying Yadinan is satisfactory. And as the Rishonim explain, that from here we see there's a fundamental machlokes of Rava and Rabba. If Yadinon can be acceptable by a get, Rava says it's acceptable, and therefore we have to be concerned that there could be a mix-up between a get and other things. Rava says Yadinon is not acceptable, and therefore we have a differentiation. The Rishonim, however, ask that the Ritva asks, the Gemara identified other differences that there are between a get's kiyum and the kiyum of a shtar, that a woman can be trusted by a get, the baldover himself can be trusted by a get. So even if we're going to eliminate as the Yadinon versus Befanei Nachtam this difference, there's still other differences. So Taisus says that a woman or the woman herself bringing the get are very unusual. So to rely on that to be the way to differentiate between a get and other shtaros is not really a significant or reasonable way to differentiate. Ask the Gemara. Ula Rabba Damal Fish Embiki and Lishma, says the Gemara, coin to Rabba, that says that the Bafani Nechtam, Bafani Nechtam is said, because we want to make sure that the get was written Lishma. Ask the Gemara, Man Haitana the Baik Siva Lishma, who is the mandam that's going to require both that the get should be written Lishma or Baik Siva Lishma? In other words, according to Rabba, the Bafani Nechtam is written, is said, to verify or to establish that the get was written Lishma. But says the Gemara that the get was both written and signed Lishma. Ask the Gemara, who is the man, the Amr, that holds that both the writing of the get and the signing of the get have to be done Lishma? Now the Gemara really introduces a very important machlokes, which we're going to have often in this Masechta. Machlokes of Eide Mesira Karti or Eide Chesima Karti. According to Reb Meir, the Eidim who sign on the get are what make the get into a valid get. According to Reb Lezer, Eide Mesira Karti, the Eidim who see the husband or the Shlichim giving the get to the wife, that's what makes the get into a valid get. So the Gemara explains its question. Ira Meir, if according to a mayor, who we just said, the halach is that Eidich Simakarti, so he says that the Torah is focused on the signature of a get to make it into a valid get. So he asks Simaboy, so we can understand that there needs to be a statement that the Chesima was done Lishma. But Chesiva Leiboy, there's no need to be concerned about the Chesiva according to a mayor. The Tanan, as the Mishnah is going to teach us later in the Masechta, that Chof Alpha Mbeis, and Kaisim Mechubal Karka, we can't write a get on a tree as it's still connected to the ground. Kasra Mechubal Karka, but if you wrote it on something that's still attached, but then Tolshoi, you detach it before you sign it, and Chosmoi Vinosnoi, and then you sign it and then give it to the wife, Kasher. Because what counts, according to a mayor, is the chasima. And the chasima was done when it was already detached. There are many different opinions why attached is a problem. Rashi explains, the pasuk says, the kosher v'nosan. And we learn from that pasuk that mi she'ena mechusar achak siva el nasina, that after the get was written, it could be immediately given. If it's written when it's attached, you would have to detach it first. Another pshat that the Ritva quotes in the name of the Yishalmi, because the Torah says, Sefer Karsoi, Sefer Krisis, that the Sefer on which the get is written is detached from the ground. Another pshat that the Reshba suggests is because the Torah says, V'nosan b'yodo. You have to write the get on something that can be given into a hand. But if it's something, if you write it on something that is attached to the ground, it can't have, it's not something that you could do a kus of anasim. But the Gemara's question is that although Rameya does agree that l'chatchila, the get should be written on something that's detached, as long as it was signed when it's detached, it's kosher. So we see from here that all Rameya is concerned is for the chasima. So why is it necessary to have the Bifani Nechtam? So Tysus asked the question that we just said that Reb Meir agrees that even though Eide Mesira Karti, the Eide Chesima Karti, the Ksiva should be done properly. So ask Tysus, that's why, since even Reb Meir agrees that the Ksiva, as we just said regarding detached, should be done properly, that's why Reb Meir is saying that you should say Bifani Nechtav. So answers Tosfos that since b'di'evad the get is kosher even without the ksiva being done properly, yes, l'chatchila it should be done properly. But that isn't enough that Chazal should go out of the way to say that the shliach has to say b'fani nechtav. Chazal would not have required the shliach to say b'fani nechtav for a get that's not that with a ksiv is not really essential. The Rebbe Lazar asked the Gemara, and if we're going to say the Tan of our Mishnah's Rebbe Lazar, ksiv boy, he requires that the get should be written l'shma, but by him who he holds that Adam is sirikarti, the chasima is not the chasima is not important. If the chasima is not the important, then why do we say b'fani nechtam b'fani nechtam? The chitema says the Gemara loyalam Rebbe Lozahi. We will say that the Mishnah is following the opinion of Rebbe Lezer. And indeed, Rebbe Lezer's opinion is that Adam is sirikarti. The chile by Rebbe Lezer chasim l'shma. That this halacha, the Rebbe Lezer, doesn't require that the get be signed l'shma is only midiraisa. Midrabbanan, boy, but the Rabbanan, Rebbe Lezer agrees that the get has to be signed l'shma, and that's why the shliach should have to say b'fani nechtam. Ask the Gemara of Vaha, we're going to learn a Mishnah later in Amasechta. On that pei vav amid aleph, shloish gittin psulin, the Rabbanan, the three getting that apostle with Rabbanan. And Rebbe Lazar doesn't require that the get should be written signed l'shma. So we see that it's not even the drabbanan requirement. And the Gemara quotes the Mishnah. The Tanan, the Mishnah says, shloish gitten psulim, the three gitten that are really disqualified, femnisis, but if a woman got married based on one of these types of gitten, the aloch is havlat kosher. The get but the evidence a good get, and the child that will be born, if she got remarried based on this get, will not be considered mamzer. Kosmik sav yodai, if the husband wrote the get in his own handwriting, and ain alav edim, and there are no signatures on it, the fact that the husband wrote the get, the halacha is that it's a good get. And the only reason, and as the Rishonim explained, because midraisa, a husband writing a get is a good get. The reason, explains Rashi, that Rabbanan disqualify it, we're going to say that by all documents, if the husband himself writes it, or the Baal Dover, the person involved writes it, it's good. And that isn't true. It's on halacha only by gittin. So to avoid such a mistake, we said, the Rabbanan said, don't use such a get. Or, Yeshel of Edom, but there are Edom on the get for aim by Zman, but there's no date attached to the Zman, to the get. And we're going to see later in Amasechta often why a get that doesn't have a date on it is a disqualified get, because there could be some collusion involved in the writing such a get. Or Yesh Bezan, Vein Be'el Erechot. There's only one aid attached to the get. The Aloch is, Harelu Shlosh Gittin Psulim. All it is getting on the Rabban and Pasol. However, with the rice and the kosher, and therefore, this is Havlat kosher. Rabbi Lazar disagrees. He says, Apish Shenal of Edom. If there are no Edom signed on the get at all, Ela Nosnal of Fnei Edom. If the get was given from Edom, kosher, and not only that, the Goyvim and Chosm Shabbatim. As we mentioned in our previous year, when a couple gets divorced, the husband has to pay out the ksuba to the wife. If the husband doesn't have assets with which to pay out the ksuba, but he had assets during the course of those marriage, all of those assets were mortgaged to the ksuba, and she could go collect from those assets based on this get. She'ein chesedim eidim chesma al get, because Rebbe Lezer says the only reason eidim sign a get is b'tei tikkun oilam, that it should be easy to be mekayim to get, to certify the shtar when you have two edim, but really you don't need to have them. And we see that even with Rabbanan, you don't have to have them. So we're back to our question. If we're going to suggest that the Tan of our Mishnah is Rebbe Lozer, why would the shliach have to say b'fanei nechtam? There's no real need for edim to sign the shtar. There's only a need for edim to be there for the l'shma is only for the ksiva of the shtar, and therefore the halacha is that that there's no reason according to Blazer for him to say b'fani nechtav u'b'fani nechtam. B'fani nechtam is satisfactory. There's an interesting Noida Behuda. The Noida Behuda says that a get is like a din Torah, and just like a halacha is that a get is a din Torah, and a din Torah should only be done by night, so too a get should only be given by night. And he even wants to suggest that if a get was delivered at night, it's possible. But there are many that have a question on this Noida Behuda, because our Gemara is clearly indicating that a get is different than all other shtaris. If a get is different than all other shtaris, then you shouldn't have this requirement that you should have to give a get at night. And that's why the Pesachei Tshuva quotes opinions that, of course, l'chatchila, a get should only be given by day, but if it was given by night, it will still be considered a kosher get.